Porfirio Diaz, president of Mexico for 26 years around the turn of the previous century, purportedly said, "Poor Mexico, so far from God and so close to the United States." While having close ties to the U.S. has certainly been beneficial to the Mexican economy, it is true that when the U.S. economy experiences negative shocks, Mexico does too, and often to a greater degree. The recent global financial crisis was no exception. It took a very heavy toll on the Mexican economy in 2009. In this video, we will study the main ways in which Mexico was affected by the crisis and some steps the government initiated that prevented the downturn from being even worse than it was. This is a graph of real GDP growth in Mexico from 1990 to 2009. GDP fell by 6.6% in 2009, making it the worst downturn that the country has experienced in the last 20 years, barely surpassing the economic contraction after the 1994 peso crisis. It is estimated that this recent crisis increased poverty rates in the country by almost 4 percentage points, and that the poorest 20% were the hardest hit. For instance, between 2008 and 2010, it is thought that the average per capita income fell by 5% overall, but fell by 8% for the lowest quintile. The economy has showed a lot of resiliency, though. GDP growth increased by 5.5% in 2010 and 3.9% in 2011, numbers that should help bring poverty rates down again. Not only did Mexican GDP growth contract sharply in 2009, it was also the hardest-hit economy in the region. As I mentioned in the previous slide, GDP fell by 6.6%, which was much higher than the 2.5% contraction in the U.S. economy and the 2.4% drop in Canada's GDP. El Salvador and Paraguay suffered the largest drops in GDP in 2009 in Central America and South America, respectively, but El Salvador's GDP only fell by 3.6% and Paraguay's by 3.8%. Being closely tied to the U.S. economy in terms of remittances, employment, investment, and trade took a heavy toll on Mexico in the immediate aftermath of the crisis. Not surprisingly, Mexican exports also suffered because the country's main source of demand, the U.S., was in a recession. Mexico exported 26% of its GDP in 2009, and 80% of this went to the U.S. Total exports during the year fell by 21.5%, while imports dropped by almost 25%. Exports to the U.S. alone decreased 17.6%. In the 5 years before the crisis, exports had increased by almost 78%. Exports have since recovered from the initial drop. World Bank reports total exports of goods and services increased by more than 20% in 2010. Unemployment also rose in the wake of the crisis. It increased from 3.5% in 2008 to 5.2% in 2009, the highest rate it's been since 1996. Large urban areas were most severely affected, with an unemployment rate of 7.6%. The young were also particularly hard hit in the crisis. The blue line in the figure charts youth employment from 1991 to 2010, and you see that it reaches 10% in 2009. Economic crises can sometimes motivate students to stay in school instead of entering the workforce right away. However, if the young are pessimistic about the future, they may feel like schooling will bring little returns in the labor market. Industrial production grew by about 6% in 2006, but fell by -0.6% in 2008 and by another 10% in 2009. The combination of the economic crisis and the sharp increase in violence associated with the drug war hurt manufacturing, especially in the export-oriented maquiladora sector that predominates by the U.S. border. Manufacturing bounced back, though, with an increase of 9.9% in 2010 and 5.2% in 2011. This figure graphs the growth of foreign direct investment to Mexico from 1991 to 2011. It's clear from the chart that FDI is not particularly stable. It fluctuates quite a bit year to year. For instance, FDI decreased in both 92 and 93, but then rose by 139% in 94, right before the peso crisis. But it's also clear that FDI flows fell precipitously in 2008 and 2009. And although there are numerous factors that influence investment, the financial crisis must have been an important one. Total FDI fell by 19% in 2008 and by another 25% in 2009. The U.S. is the largest source of investment in Mexico, making up 44% of investment in 2009 and more than 50% of investment from 1999 to 2009. FDI inflows rebounded a bit in 2010, but fell by 12% again in 2011. It's estimated that 239,000 Hispanic immigrants lost their jobs in the United States in 2008, and 30% of those immigrants were from Mexico. Much of the immigrant community works in construction and services, sectors that were very hard hit in the downturn. The loss of jobs meant a loss of remittances as well, which fell by more than 15% in 2009. The total value of remittances to Mexico is the highest in the Latin American region. In fact, India and China are the only two countries in the world that receive more worker remittances than Mexico. Mexico relies heavily on these revenues as a source of foreign currency. It's the second highest source of currency, with oil exports being the primary source and tourism the third major source. As you probably noticed in our discussion here, the Mexican economy has rebounded from the initial shock quite well. Some have attributed this positive development to the rapid and effective action the Mexican government took in the wake of the crisis. For instance, Ángeles Villarreal notes that the government offered, quote, targeted assistance to financial institutions, interventions to cut interest rates and maintain the country's liquidity, and actions to increase confidence by securing lines of credit. More specifically, the Mexican government arranged a $30 billion swap line from the U.S. and an IMF flexible credit line of $47 billion. Fortunately, Mexico didn't have to resort to using either of the credit lines, but the mere fact that they were able to secure them seemed to calm jittery investors. All of the information in this video comes from Ángeles Villarreal's 2010, The Mexican Economy After the Global Financial Crisis, and the World Bank's World Development Indicators, which are free online now.